Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. We left off right at the top of Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. The discussion on Amud Beis, the really starts with the Mishnah on Samach Amud Aleph already, was that the Seder that we've had with regard to Avayis Yom Kippur, the Seder is Makiv, says Lashon Chuka there. The Seder is Makiv. If you go out of order, we're supposed to be the Dama Par before the Dama Sar, Shchita Sapar, and the Matan of the Dama Par and the Kodesh Gashim is first. You then mean the Dama Par. The Kohen Gadol brings back to the Heichal, puts on a pillar. He only then goes to the Sar. Actually, in between that also, he already does the Chafina. After the Shechita of the Par, he does the Chafina. He does the scoopfuls of the Keteris, does the Chafina of the Keteris as well. So he's discussing about having to do in the right order. We had a Machlekes, whether, when we discuss about being in the right order, we had a Machlekes between the Tanayim and Rebhuda, whether or not, the order is Davka. In the word is makiv only on avoidas pnim. Pnim over here means l'fnai v'l'fnim. Pnim means avoid of the kesh gashim and avoid which requires the dafka the four begadim, right? The dafka the big eleven. That's Rehuda Shita. Only if it's both requirements, big eleven and l'fnai v'l'fnim. Otherwise, not makiv. And Nechemi said that no, even avoidas of heichel are makiv as long as what? As long as it requires the four begadim, specifically the big eleven. If it requires big days of, then it wouldn't be makiv. That was the general machlekes for Rehuda and Rav Nechemi as to how far we take this ikav, again, this the order being ma'akiv as opposed to being lechatchila, right? Rabbi Elazar says, in the was ma'akiv, he's still maskim, of course, there's a stage, you're supposed to go lechatchila, but in the event, it's okay. Rabbi Elazar says, it's even more cases, only the five of nim is a ma'akiv. Anything even in the Heichel is already considered b'dievet kosher. Says Gemara, Amar Ula. We're up to Amar Ula, top line on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Ula, Sar, Sheshachti Kadam, and Dami Shapar. If one shechted the Sar, before he applied the Dam of the Par, Lefnai V'Lefnem. So he went out of order. Lais Leiklam. He didn't do anything. He has to go shechted out the Sar. He did it out of order. He messed up the order and he's got to start from scratch. Now the question is, what's the chiddush of Ula? That's exactly what we've been saying, that when you go out of order, you messed up. And we spoke out of the Mishnah, so we actually pointed out a diak is pretty clear in the Mishnah. The Asavikum just means what you did till now is no good, but in this case messes up the whole shechita of the sar is no good. You have to shecht a new sar in its place. But for example, let's say you just did the zrikas out of order. You did the zrika of the damapar, of the damasar, let's say, on the heichal, on the preichas, before doing the zrika, the hazah of the dam hapar. So he said, let's say, so you did sar and then par. You don't have to start the whole system from scratch and start par again. The par that you did remains in its place, and the dam sar you can do afterwards, and that'll just flip the order now. We disregard the first sar, dam sar, and we have the dam par, and the subsequent dam sar, which will be kosher and accepted over here. That's not an option, because shechting the dam sar out of order, you can't rejig that order. It's done. It's already messed up. Let us come. Okay, so it's possible. The question is, Vaiter, what's the chiddush? L'chara, isn't that a basic din? So, see, Chitzuch explains the Gemara's chiddush is that Ula was talking even Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that Dafka, when it's Lefnai V'Lefnim and Avoida that are performed with only the four Big Day Lovan, Dafka there, do we say it's Makiv? One would have thought that the Shechita of the Sar, which is done outside, since the Shechita of the Sar is not done the five of them, maybe that wouldn't be Makiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll be the Pashtas. Kamash Bram, like the answer we just said, Kamash like the answer we said at the bottom of yesterday's Daf, Samach Aleph Beis, there's a concept of Tzairich Pnim. That since you need to do the Shechita in order to have Dam to do the Zrika, the five of them, that Shechita that's being performed outside is called Tzairich Pnim. Again, Pnim over here means the five of them. It's called Tzairich Pnim. It's considered a requirement, it's requisite, it's part of the Avoid of five of them of getting to the dam, and even Rabbi Huda would agree that it's makiv. That's the chiddush of Ulas. That's the chiddush. And the truth is, Rabbi Chananel has a girsa that's right along these lines. Rabbi Chananel has a girsa that where Ula says less like klum, and Rabbi Chananel sticks into the girsa here. Six into our girsa, leimad like Rabbi Huda. Let us say Ula's psak is going to knock Rabbi Huda because he's passing a shechita that was done out of order, even though shechita is not done l'fnai v'lefnim. And the Gemara says teretz is tzairich prim, like we had again on Samach Aleph Beis. The Gemara says a teretz. So whether you go like the Rabbeinu Chananu, who actually plugs it into the Gemara, or if you go with the girsa, we have see chitzuk's answers that that's still the same chiddush of the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Chananu saying that even Rabbi Huda it would be puzzle according to Ula. That is Pshat number one in Ula's Chiddush. Pshat number two is, Sefer Chayin and Deah says that there's a separate Chiddush here. Shechita, we know Shechita typically is Kasha Bazar. Shechita, we say, Lav Avayda. Of course, Shechita is one of the four Avaydas. It's considered, it's Ma'akiv, you need the Shechita to get the ball rolling for a carbon. But we call it, it's like a weaker Avayda. It's Kasha Bazar. I would have thought that Shechita in particularly is not going to be a problem if it's done out of order, because Shechita is not an Avayda. Kamash Blan, that the Shechita of Yom Kippur is called an Avayda. Big Chiddush comes out, the Shechita of Yom Kippur is called an Avayda. That means, let's say if it was done by Azar. I mean, anyway, Yom Kippur, we Rabbi Chalikas, if a Kohen Gadol is supposed to do all the avodas regardless, but certainly if it's done by a Zar, according to this Chiddush of Sefer Chayin and Deah, that the Shechita of Yom Kippur is considered an avoda, and therefore it's Ma'akim in the Seder, so that if it was done by a Zar, it would actually be Pasul. That's a big nafkmina, and that was Ula's Chiddush, that the Shechita is enough to make it considered out of order. Okay, Tanan. Hiktim Dam Masar L'Dam Apar. We learned in our Mishnah, if the Kohen Gadol is Ma'akim L'Dam Masar L'Dam Apar, Yachsav Yazam L'Dam Masar Achad Dam Apar. So if you first did Dam Masar, then Dam Apar, what he has to do is repeat the Dam Sar. Now that second sprinkling of Sar is following the Dam Par, and then he's okay. V'misa, yachsav yishkum b'ilei. The Gemara is bothered. But 1 second, if he was makdim the Dam Sar to the Dam Par, by definition, that means he shechted the Sar first. If he shechted, not that he shechted the Sar before the Par, but if he was makdim the Dam Sar to the Dam Par, we're assuming we mean in the Kodesh Hashem, by definition, it means you shechted the Sar before you did the application of the Dam Par, Lefnai V'Lefnin. And Ula's memory was that if you even shech the Sar before you apply the Dam of the Par, Lefnai V'Lefnin, you went out of order, and it's possible. Our Mishnah Klei seems to say it's okay. Just go back and repeat the application of the Dam Sar, and it's okay. Says the Gemara, who told you? We're talking about Kodesh HaKadoshim over there. Tigra Ma'ula, Matav Shebeichel. We're not talking about the first set of applications, namely in Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because if that was the case, you'd have a separate issue at the Sar was shechted prior to the Matana of the Dam Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's enough out of order, like Ula says, to render the Shechita Sar puzzle. We're talking about as follows. The Kohen Gadol shechted the Par. He brought the Dam with five of them. He did the Matanas of Par with five of them. Brought back the Dam to the Heichel, put it on a pillar, the Dam of the Par. He then took a Sar, shechted it, so far all good, this is all the right order, and he brought the Dam Asar, the five of them, and he did Azah with the Dam Asar. He then went to the Heichel and did Dam Asar in the Heichel before Dam Apar, and then followed up with Dam Apar. So over there, you know what the solution is? Just follow up again with Dam Asar, and you're okay. That's over there, that's a valid solution, because you're just going to reset it that you have Dam Par before Dam Sar. But we're not talking about a case where the Shechita of the Sar was done before the Matanas of the Dam Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not talking about such a case, and therefore it's not a question. It's not a question on Ula. Says Gemara, Mechena Rav Afes, the Matanas of the Heichel, talking about the Matanas in the Heichel, and the Kasha doesn't start. Actually, it's interesting. There was a Machlekes. Rashi learned this way in the Mishnah. Rashi learned that we're talking about your Makta when it says the Mishnah Hikdam Dam Asar Dam Apar. Rashi is talking about in the Matanas five of them, and the other Rishonim argue because it presents other issues there. They argue, and they learn that's talking about like the Mer's Maskan over here. That's talking about Dam Shebeichel. I just think you could explain that Rashi was saying that in the Mishnah because you see that's the Gemara's Havamim. The Gemara when it first quotes the Mishnah, it assumed that was the case. So Rashi quotes the Mishnah the way the Gemara assumed it, not the way the Gemara quotes Maskana, the way the Gemara first assumed the Mishnah's case. That's why Rashi touched it that way in the Mishnah, perhaps. Okay. So we said in the Mishnah, same halach applies with Heichem and by the Mizbeach, right? Which means as follows. This is talking about when the, let's see, the Gemara's elaborate on these different sprinklings. The point is that the Hazayas of the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichel and the Mizbeach are all considered separate groupings of kaparas, right? So if you spill the middle, you go back to the beginning of that set, according to the Tanakh of the Mishnah, and so on and so forth. Tanabam. V'chiber mikdash, this is a brisa, which is really going to explain a pasuk. We should read the pasuk outside first, because the brisa is going to really explain every word of this pasuk. The pasuk says, in Shemayis Perek Lamed, V'chiber Aaron, pasuk Yud, V'chiber Aaron al Karnesav, Achas B'Shana, once a year, on the corners, he's Mechaber, sorry, I'm quoting the wrong pasuk. I should be quoting pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Tezayin. V'chiper es hamikdash hakodesh. That's the pasuk going on. That pasuk going to quote shortly, but right now we're focused on this pasuk. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh ves oil mayin ves hamizbeach yichaper v'al kohanim v'al kol am hakahal yichaper. So the kohen is mechaper on the mikdash hakodesh, on the oil mayin, on the mizbeach yichaper again, on the kohanim al kol am hakahal yichaper. What are all these words teaching us? Says the Gemara. Tanabon. V'chiper es mikdash hakodesh zel five lofnim. When so these, by the way, these are all psukim in Achrimis, but it talks about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Kippur. It's in Achrimis. That's where this pasuk is. So v'chiper es mikdash kodesh zel l'fayv l'fnim. That refers to the tumah of a fayv l'fnim. If someone went into the kodesh hakodashim, the tumah accidentally, so that the Kohen Gadol is being mechaper for that avera. Oyel mayin, when it says oyel mayin, zehechel, referring to someone who went betumah into the hechel. Mizbeach, that's kemesh mayin. Mizbeach means mizbeach achitzen. If someone was in the mizbeach achitzen area, betumah. That's the third area of a person going b'tumah accidentally, where he's getting a kapara now with his carpet. Kimashmai. And yichaper, what does yichaper mean? Elu azaris. Yichaper means if someone went into the courtyards, not just by the main Azara, Ezra's Kayanim, with the Mizbech HaChitzin, it means the other Ezra's Yisrael, the other Azara's also, if someone went Betumma, so he gets a Kapara if, as well. That's the Lashon of Yichaper. HaKayanim, what does Kayanim tell me? Kimashman, it means Kayanim. Amakol, what is that? Eli Yisrael, that refers to Yisraelim. HaYichaper, Eli Levim, Alevim, that refers to the, that refers to Levim. Now, what's interesting is, nowhere in the Gemara does it put really a comma, but there's a comma going on. First, we're talking about the Karbanos that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, the Par, the Sar. Now, when we start from the word HaKehanim, which means Kehanim, Amakal means Yisroel, Yechaper, which means Leviim, that is referring to the Lazazel. Hush v'kulun l'chapar achas, shekul mechaper v'sar ha-meshtalech v'shar ha-veris divrei Rebuta. Rebuta says that the end of the Pasuk is being mashva all of Kaiso together with regard to the kapara for general Averis, not specifically the Averis of Tumas Pius Mikdash, but with regard to general Averis, that everyone gets kapara together with the Sar HaMishtaleach. That is Rebuta's opinion of how to read that Pasuk. Reb Shimon Eimer, Kishem Shadam HaSar, Hanasa Bifnim, just like the Dam of the Sar Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper Al Yisrael, but Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, just like the Sar Nasa Bifnim is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav for Yisraelim, Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Kahanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So too the Dam HaPar is Mechaper for Kahanim for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. Ukashem Shavidish Asar Mishalech Mechaper Yisrael Bishar Averis, Kach Vidish HaPar Mechaper Kahanim Bishar Averis. This is the big point of contention. Just like the vidya of the Sar Mishalech is mechaper for Gan's Klai Yisrael for their general Averis, so too the vidya of the Par is mechaper for Kahanim for the Shar Averis as well. So what Reb Shimon is arguing and saying is that the Par that's brought for the Kahanim is both their kapara for Tumas Mikdash, wherever they went Betuma, and their kapara for general, and it's their kapara for general Averis. Any general Averis that a Kohen did, he gets a kapara how? Not from the Sar Mishalech, not from the Sar Lazazel. Kohanim get the kapara from the power that Aharon HaKohen does on behalf of him and his brethren, the Kohanim. They get the kapara both for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and for general Averis from that power. That is how Reb Shimon lives. Reb Yehuda says, no, the Kohanim's kapara for general Averis comes from the Sar Mishalech like everybody else, like the end of the pasuk, like we put together Kohanim, Yisraelim, and Levim. Rather, the power was only there for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav for the Kohanim, just like the Sar was there for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav for all the rest of Klai Yisrael. That's the Machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Again, whether the Kohen is getting his kapara from Shar Averis, from the Par, that's Reb Yehuda, or like Reb Shimon. It's actually a question that's asked according to Reb Yehuda, that we say that the Par is only for his Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, not for Shar Averis, for the Kohen. That's from the Sar Mishalech. So we know he's spoken out in the past. We quoted it in this Masechta already that the Kohen Gadol does a vidui on the Par, and part of the vidui is it says Mikol Chatei Seichem, that there should be kapara Mikol Chatei Seichem. But this is not according to Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Shimon, it's kishmak that the Kohanim are getting a kapara Mikol Chatei Seichem from the Par. Kaiso is getting the kapara of Kohen Tzeichem from the Sarmish Teleach, Sarah Zazel. So Taka the Kohen Gadol says by both, such a Lashon and Mekochat Tzeichem, a Nisach of a kapara from Kohen Tzeichem. But according to Reb Yehuda, who says that the power is only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, it's not for Sharveh. Sharveh is from the Sar Lazazel, even for the Kohanim. So then why is the Kohen Gadol speaking about Kohen Tzeichem of the Kohanim? By the power, the power is only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, as I fract. Rev Meisha Soloveitchik, that's Rav Yashaber's father, Rav Meisha Soloveitchik asks Kasha, and he suggests, in Gishmak answer, Briska Teira, he suggests that there's two dinim in every carbon, of course, two dinim in every carbon of Yom Kippur, right? Classic Brisk style, that there's two dinim. What does it mean, two dinim? Meaning every carbon of Yom Kippur has whatever its unique purpose is. In this case, we're saying the power is for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. That's its unique purpose. But then there's a separate thing. The Avodah of Yom Kippur at large, the entire Avodah of Yom Kippur together affects a kapara for general kapara for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, even though the power of Yom Kippur, according to the power of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is more specifically for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, it's still part of the general package of the Avodah of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and that whole package is a kapara for general chatayim mikol chatazeichem, and therefore it wouldn't be fair to say a vid mikol chatazeichem because it's still ticking the box of that element of general kapara, as I learned from Meshach Salvation. Okay, Tarabon. V'kilu mechapas kaidish, said the pasuk that he finishes the chapas kaidish. So we put that before, there's a machlekes if the dam spilled before he completed the zrikas. So we had a machlekes the Mishnah just to chaz it over. Tanakama held whenever he spilled the dam, you go back to that set. So if you're in the Kodesh Kedashim, you're starting off at the beginning of Kodesh Kedashim. If you already finished Kodesh Kedashim and the Kohen Gadol was ready by the Heichel, by the Preichas, and the dam is filled in the middle, he starts from the beginning, brings new dam, of course. Obviously, it's Shechta Nukarba, brings new dam. And he goes, and he starts from the beginning of that set in the Heichel. or if he starts at the Mizbeach, he starts at the beginning of the seventh Mizbeach. That was the Tanakama, whereas Rabbi Elazar Shimon said, no, he starts from wherever he left off. Tanabadim. V'chil b'chapas ha-kaydesh, zel ha-fayim v'lfim. When it says v'chil b'chapas ha-kaydesh, that's referring to ha-fayim v'lfim. Ayam mayed, zehechel, it's referring to zehechel. Mizbeach ha-mashmai, Mizbeach ha-mashmai. It's talking about this case, Mizbeach means, of course, Mizbeach ha-pnimi, the inner Mizbeach. Okay, Malamet Shekulin Kapara, Shekulin Kapara, Kapara B'Jatzman. It's teaching us that each one of these are considered a separate set of sprinklings, its own Kapara, and therefore, Mikat Amru, Nasa Mixes Matanas Shebefinim, and Ishmatam, if he started doing some of the Matanas in the Kaish Kadashim, and the Dam spilled, what does he do? Yavid Amachis bring new Dam, Viasla, Betchilim Matanas Shebefinim, he brings a new, Shechs a new carpet, brings new Dam, and starts from the beginning of that set, of that first set, of the Matanas of Five of Nim. Rabbaz Vibshim Naimim, Ainamasla Makish Pasma, Rabbaz Vibshim argue, we just pointed out, that's the same, the Bryce, the same Machlekas as they say in the Mishnah, they start from where you left off. You don't start from, you don't have to go back to the beginning, you can start from where you left off. Gamar S. What if the matanas of the frim were finished and then the dam spilled? So you're up to the dam of the hechel. You didn't start it yet, and the dam spilled. Yavi damacher, bring new blood. Yasal b'tchil matanas of hechel, and he starts from the beginning. Matanas of hechel, and everyone's going to agree. Even Rabbi Elazar Shimon is going to agree because that's what he's up to. He's up to the matanas of hechel. Everyone agrees to start from there. The point is, he does not have to go repeat the dam shebefnim since the set of dam of the five frim of the kodesh kodesh was completed. Properly, you don't have to go back and redo that set. You start from the hechel. Nasa mixes matanas of hechel. Finish matam. What if he did some of the applications in hechel and the dam spilled before he completed the applications in the hechel? Yavi damachi. You have to bring new blood again. The yaskel b'tchilu b'hechel. So the Tanakhama says you have to start from the beginning of the zrikas of the hechel. Go back to the beginning of that set. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Aimer. No, maskel ain't a maskel of makom shepasak. He only starts from where he stopped. Again, same idea. Gamar matanas of hechel. Finish matam. Go to the next set. He finished the matanas deichel and the dam is spilled before the matanas of the mizbeach. Apnimi yavi damach v'yasal b'tchil matanas mizbeach. He brings new dam. He starts right from the beginning of the matanas of mizbeach. Nasa makes the matanas of mizbeach and nishpach dam. If he started the matanas of mizbeach and then the dam is spilled, yavi damach. You have to bring new blood. V'yasal b'tchil matanas mizbeach goes back to the beginning matanas mizbeach. And look, we pointed out already yesterday the Mishnah and this Brisa seems to lump together all the matanas of mizbeach. Remember we spoke out. There's really four sets of applications. There's the matanas. There's the matanas that are done in the. Okay, so we're back on. Okay, so we said that gamar matanas shebehechel v'nish pechadam. If the matanas deichel were completed and the dam spilled, yavi dam hacher biyasal v'tchilu matanas mizbeach. He goes back and he starts again from the. He goes back and he starts again from that.
I think we're just on mute.
You can't hear me. One second. Could you hear me now?
Yes.
So he goes back. We're just going back to the last section. After he finished the matanas of Behechel and the dam spilled before the matanas of Mizbeach, he goes back and does the matanas of Mizbeach. Nasa mixes matanas of Mizbeach. If he was in the middle of matanas of Mizbeach, then Ishmael Adam, Yavi Damacher, he goes back and starts from the beginning, according to Tanakama, of the dam of Mizbeach. Yasim Batchil, matanas of Mizbeach. No, Makam Shapasa Kamasa starts from the place where he left off, and we pointed out yesterday already that. The Gemara seems to put together, the Mishnah, and our Gemara puts together that both matanas on the Mizbeach, whether it's the four matanas on the corners or the seven matanas on top of the Mizbeach, are considered, those 11 matanas are considered one set. So stopping in middle at any point, according to Tanakhama, requires starting from the beginning, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, he gets to pick up from where he left off. Gamar matanas of Mizbeach, Mishmach Dam, what if he finished the matanas of Mizbeach? And then the dam spilled, which means once he finishes the dam of the Mizbeach, really what's left is Shvicha Shirayim. That's all that's left. What's the Lacha? Divya Kol Demakvi, Evan Ugi Islam Akiv, Rishayim point out. We just had a machlekes yesterday where the shirayim is makiv. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov. We want to tie into machlekes Rabbi Nechemia where the shirayim is makiv. The Mara says the first point that it's lav dafkor. What it means is within this machlekes the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar Shimon they all agree that it's not makiv. But in Nechemia there are other Tanayim that hold that it's potentially makiv. I'm Rabbi Yechonan. Both of the Shitas, Rabbi Elazar Shimon versus the Tanakama, both of them agree that the drush is in the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Medam chatas akipurim achas pashana." It says there'll be a kapara from the dam chatas akipurim once a year. Rabbi Meir savar chatas achas amartelach v'leishnei chatoyes. Rabbi Shimon savri chitoy achad amartelach v'leishnei chituyim. The lashon of achas kapara achas. How do we darshin it? Rabbi Meir was saying the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir holds that it means one chatas. Means you have to have every set, whether it's l'fayv l'fnim, whether it's hechel, whether it's mizbeach, has to come from one chatas, cannot come from multiple chatoyeses. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Shimon, they hold that the drasha of achas means one chitoy, means only do one sprinkling. So if I'm supposed to do, let's say, one above and seven below in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and I already did one above and three below, and then the dam is spilled, I don't redo any of the sprinklings that were done. Chitoy achas, I do each sprinkling once, I don't repeat it. So if I start again, if I have to get new dam, I start from where I left off, I don't repeat a sprinkling that was already done. That's what he learns from the, that's what Rabbi Elazar Shimon learned from the lashon of achas, chitoy achas. Tanya. Amar Rabbi. Lichlik Rabbi Yaakov Lugin. So now I'm going to pivot and move into really from here to the rest of the daf. Really, is going to focus a lot about Mitzera. We know by Mitzera, they bring a lug of shemen and they apply shemen to the Mitzera to his head, to his hands, to his body. You also do zrikas towards the hechel, towards the parechas. You do zrikas towards the parechas. So the shaila is, what if you started doing the zrikas and it spilled and you need to bring new oil? Do you have to start from the beginning or you continue where you left off? So Tanya, I'm Rabbi, lichilik Rabbi Yaakov Lugin. Rabbi Yaakov said, by Lugin, it's different, which means that Rabbi Elazar Shimon hold over there, like Rav Meir, that you start from the beginning. Even though by us they say you pick up from where you left off over there, but look at me, start from the beginning again. In fact, the marvel lie is the Noma Chalikis over there by the Lug Shemen. If you did some of the Matanas Shebefnim, again, this is a Machalikis, what exactly this means. The Lashon of Matanas Shebefnim is Mashma, that you're actually sprinkling the oil towards the Parechas Befnim, standing in the Hechel near the Parechas. Is a Machalikis what that means. The Rishonim, many of them explain, Avada, the Kayin is doing the sprinkling of the oil towards the Parechas, is standing all the way by Shar Nikner, all the way by the Ejda Azara, by Shar Nikner, by the Gate Nikner, where the Mitzvah is standing. He stands at that spot, and he does a sprinkling towards that direction, but not Mamish standing Bifnim. Okay, but whether it means Bifnim Mamish, or it's towards Bifnim, either way, we're talking about where he did part of the Matanas of oil towards the Pnim, the Nishpach Halug, and then the Lug spilled. What's that Lug? You bring another Lug, he asks what Chilim Matanas of Eichel, he brings another Lug, and he starts again, lechila from the matanis and the hechel starts from the beginning. Rabbi Lazar Shimon, I remember, no, makosh pasuk maskel, exactly the same achleik as we have by us. That Tanakhama says you start from the beginning, whereas Lazar Shimon says you pick up where you left off. So you're telling me that there's no machleik as Rebbe, we said that we quoted from, who was it? We quoted from Rebbe. Rebbe said that Rabbi Yaakov was mechalik and said that by Lugim everyone agrees. No. We see that the same exact machlokes is by Lugim. Says the Brisa further, before the Gemara will get back to the answer in a minute. What if you finish the Matanah Shebeichel with the Lug? You finish those applications towards the Eichel, and then the Lug spilled. Yavi Lugacher, and then it spilled. Yavi Lugacher, v'yaskel b'tchilu Matanah Shebeinus. You then bring another Lug, and you start the Matanah Shebeinus. You're supposed to be putting the oil on the big toe and on the big and the thumb and the big toe. So you start from, you bring the new oil and start from that point that everyone agrees to, because that's where you're up to. You finish the set of oil sprinkling towards the parechas, and you're up to the set where you're putting on the thumb and the toe. So you start from that spot according to everyone. Nothing like this matanis behindus, finish back a look. What if you're middle of the matan behindus, putting the oil on the thumb and the big toe, and then it's spilled? You have your lugach, you have to bring a fresh look. You start from the beginning of that set of applying the dam to the thumb and the toe. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, I remember, no, the makam sheh pasak umasel. For the place where you left off, he continues, same idea as before. Rabbi Elazar says, wherever you stop from, that's where you pick it up from. You don't start even from the beginning of that set. Lastly, says the Brisa, gamar matanis shabainis. If you finish the matanis shabainis, the matanis of the big toe and the thumb, the nishbach, I say opposite order, of the thumb and the big toe, the nishbach, a lug, and then the lug spills. Over there, everyone agrees, the way you supposed to put the remaining oil is rub it on his head. I said that before, is the first thing you do, it's actually the last thing you do, you rub the oil on his head with the remainder of the oil. So that everyone agrees, that's a makif. Okay, but the point is, it's clear in the Braisa, same machlekes that we have, legabe dama and yom kippur, is the same machlekes we have in Mitzera. So what does it mean that there's a chilek that we don't, that Rebbe would seem to be quoting Rabbi Yaakov, that li chilek, that Rabbi Yaakov made a chilek and said that there's no machlekes by Mitzera? Everyone agrees, you start from the beginning, says the Gemara, no. Ema li shana Rabbi Yaakov lugim. Switch it and say that Rabbi Yaakov taught me that the same machlekes applies by lugim, just like by yom kippur. That actually, the Ritva points out beautifully, he says, you don't even switch the words. We're switching the words in our Gemara, tells the Taish. The words still fit. Li chilek Rabbi Yaakov v'lugin. Rabbi Yaakov says that instead of saying chilek, instead of saying it's different by lugin than by us, that there's no machlekes there, say li chilek, he told me that there's a machlekes there too. The machlekes applies there as well. Amamar. Matanas of Reish emakev, the matanas of the Reish anamakev, my timer. So everyone agrees that the matanas of the Reish that you do at the end are anamakev. Why? Elim Shem Dechziv Anayis Ben Hashem. If he says because Lashem Neiser, the pasuk says Neiser Ben Hashem, that which is left over, put it in the head. And the Lashem Neiser means it's not makev. El Matav Neses Ben Amincha Achram the Makev. The halacha is if you do a kaimitz on a mincha, and the halacha is you makter the kaimitz, and then you eat the shirayim, the Neiseris gets eaten by the kahanim, and Neiseris eats by kahanim. So if you use Lashem Neiser over there too, if you tell me whatever the Torah says the word Neiser means tamakim, we know it's not true. We know if the shirayim a chaser, then kemitz laktara, after kemitz of prior taktara, shirayim went missing, the halacha is the minchas pasuk. I said Lashem Neiser, so we see Neiser over there is makif, says more, a big difference. Shain yasam, tefsiv, umi yeser va Neiser. Don't forget, you first started with the zrika of the oil towards the parechas. He then went and said, from the yeser, from the leftover, you do matabainas. And then from the yeser of that, you do the reish. This is a yeser of a yeser. A yeser of a yeser is takana makiv. Amar Yechir, top of Amud Beis. Asha, once we're on the topic of Mitzayra, further, Mitzayra Dina. Asha Mitzayra, Sheshachlech Lashma. If one shechted the Asha Mitzayra Lashma, the Lach, of course, is first Mishnah Tzvachim, that when a carbon in general shechted Lashma, besides for Chatas, and a Pesach of Shechted Lashma, it's kasher, but you're not Yetzi Yechayv. It's kasher, but the balance is Yetzi. So Asha Mitzayra, the Shechted Lashma, he cannot be Yetzi Yechayv of Asha with it. What's the Lach? Bana Machlex or Meir, Rabbi Lazar Shimon. We come up that Machlex of Meir, Rabbi Lazar Shimon. Why? Rav Meir says normally you bring another one, start from the beginning when it comes to spilling the blood, spilling the oil. Here too, you'd have no problem bringing another Hashem. The Hashem we brought so far for sure is no good. That everyone's good redo. So you have to bring another Hashem and start from the beginning. But according to they hold that you can't start from the beginning. It's not something that you don't have to. We said before, you can't. You have to continue from where you left off. So over here, you can't start from the beginning, but you cannot use the Hashem that you brought. Because that one's possible. So via hacha in the takana, this nazir will be left without a takana. Unbelievable. Taisa jumps in, says, I don't understand. Bishlam over the year, where the dam was kasher, you started doing zrikas, now you stopped the middle. So you got to pick up where you left off, because what you did is done, is chashav, and you can't start to do it over again. Over here, if you're telling me that the ashram that you shech shalei lishma, you're not yates to such an ashram, so you didn't do anything. If you didn't do anything, so why can't you start from the beginning? Taisa therefore actually switches the gears. So Taisa says, holy pshat, top Taisa says, the fourth line, Al King Nira Lee, that we're talking about a case, we switched the whole gears. Gears is Rinichano. Asha Mitzvah and Nishbach Dam. We're talking about a case of Nishbach Dam, not talking about a case of a Shechidish Lashma. We're going to know Rashi's mouth, not like Taisus, but the point is, Taisus is Shtar Kasha, and therefore has different gears like a Rinichanana. Okay, says Gemara. So, according to Rashi's gears, according to our gears, we're saying that Tosh Lashma, according to Mary, you have an Eitz, according to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, they won't even be a Takana, there's no Eitz, because you can't start again. Maslar, Chiz, Deva, Isaac said, even according to our mayor, we should darsh the pasuk Isai. Isai is it. Mashma dafke it. And no other one, even according to our mayor. If this one's the same, I believe. Rabbi Yechon was saying that according to our mayor, you could bring another Hashem and salvage the material, will be able to get out of his saras. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, he can't even bring another Hashem, and he's stuck being mitzera. And Rabbi Chiz is saying even according to our mayor, he's stuck because the pasuk Mashma Isai Isai Mashma. You can only do one carbon, not more. Isai. The mayor says takakasha shver. Even though we have a kasha, we said if Chizah had a good raya for the pasuk, we might speak a raya so that the raya to Rabbi Yechonon that you could redo the Hashem, certainly according to our mayor. Hashem Mitzayra Shechted Hashemah, Hashem Mitzayra that Shechted, Hashem Mitzayra that Karban Hashem Shechted Shalei Lishma. Aisha Sadama the Gambainas, or Aisha Lena Sadashna, Madame the Gambainas, or the kind didn't apply from the dam to the thumb or the big toe. It still goes on the Mizbeah. The Toyan and the Neve, Misachim, we still require Misachim. So it still goes on the Mizbeah and needs the Sachim, but it'll need another backup Asham to be Machshirim because it was one of the Shema, or because you missed out the Matam Hainas, you'd have to bring another Asham to back it up. You see, clearly they can bring a second Asham as a backup, as a replacement. That's a clear Raya that you could bring a backup Asham. So it starts really Kasha or Chizdah. Chizdah said that according to everyone, you cannot bring a second Asham. Here we see you can. It says the Gemara of Chizdah, will answer you, might Sarach. What does it mean, Sarach? You need to bring another one? There's a big aside. This will take us to the whole next tomorrow. My tzarach fa'ini takana. When it says the price, you have to bring another one. It means tzarach ve'ini takana. You have to bring one, but you can't. You have to bring one, but you can't. Not that you have to bring one and you can fix it. You can't fix it. That's what Chizah is going to learn. So it's not going to be a mitzvah without an eitzah. Says the Marbatana, does the Tana teach us a thing? You need to do this, but you can't? I mean, it didn't say the words, but you can. But would the Tana even teach, you need to do this, and since you can't, it's no good. Would he say such a lashon? Mar says, yes. In Vatan, you have such a case. Nazir Memayrit, a Nazir who's bald. A Nazir has totally bald, there's no hair. We always focus by Nazir on the 30 days that he's not supposed to cut his hair. 30 days is the amount of time most people go without getting a haircut. And maybe the beard, but 30 days not cutting hair is not so crazy. You know, the bigger sacrifice of the Nazir is that when he finishes his ears, he's got to shave his head bald. He's got to shave all his hair off. So what if you have a Nazir who has no hair? His head is totally shaved bald to begin with. So what do you do about the razor over his head? Says the Gemara, Beshama Aimrim, Tsarach Avar Tsar, Beshama says, still needs to do Avar Tsar, a razor over his head. Beshama Aimrim, Ain Tsarach Avar Tsar. Beshama says, no, he has no hair. The whole idea of putting the razor over his head is to get rid of the hair. He has no hair. There's no idea of Avar Tsar. Vamar Vino, Kishaimrim, Beshama Tsarach, Beshama says, you need Tsarach. Do you need to do a tar? He doesn't mean you need to do it and it works. There's no point to doing a razor on his head when there's not a single hair. Sarach ve'ilat takana means sarach and there's no takana. Such a nazar can never get out of his ear. So we find another place where we have sarach ve'ilat takana. It says about pliga abdas. This argues on our abdas. Amr HaKadosh says, this is what we just said, that you do a razor over his head, even though there's no hair there. So we're going to see very clear, Padasa holds it means literally you put the razor on the head, even though there's no hair there, and it does work. Not like the way Ravina just said it. Why? Because he compares it to Rabbi Elazar. Look what Rabbi Elazar says in the following mission. What if Khalil al-Qayn, the Nazir, doesn't have a thumb? He doesn't have a big toe. In the Torah, the Tanakh says, he can't be Tarim. No, put it on the same spot. That's similar to Beis Shammai saying, put the razor over the head, even though there's no hair. He put the dam on the spot where the thumb would be, and the spot where the big toe would be, and that's fine. Rabbi Shimon, the third Malach, Rabbi Shimon says, Im Nasan Al Shal Smol Yatza. You can put it on the left hand, and that's good as well. So if there's three of Machlokes, what to do when there's no big toe or no thumb on the right side? Either you put it on the left. Rabbi Shimon says, go backwards. Rabbi Shimon says, you put it on the left hand, the left toe. The Rabbi Loza says, you just put it at the spot where the thumb is, where the toe would be, and lastly, the says it's takano eitz. Let's tomorrow turn our button. Lekach medam ap asham. Said the pasuk, the kain shekin medam asham. Yachal b'kli. You think you should take it with a kli? Tam lemer v'nasan. The pasuk says v'nasan. V'nasan meaning the kain when he's taking the dam to apply to the matam behindus, to the big toe, to the thumb of the nazir. You think he takes the kli? It says v'nasan. V'nasan is mashmir biad. Manasin b'asvah shekain. Afatichah b'asvah shekain. Just like nasin is biad, so too the lekicha is biad. So Yachav is Bechay, and you think so all the dam of the Hashem, the Kohen just accepts with his hand. We're saying he's Mekabal dam with his hand. You think all the dam he accepts with his hand? Tam Lemer, Ki Chatas Kashem, we compare the Chatas to Hashem. Ma Chatas to the Kli, just the Chatas do Kabbalah with Kli. Ap Hashem to the Kli, so to Hashem, you do Kabbalah with a Kli. Nimtisat Omer, therefore what comes out, Hashem and Tzera, Shtekar and Mekabal as Dhammai, two Kohenim do Kabbalah Tzam by the Hashem and Tzera. One does Echab Biyad, Echab Kli, one does Kabbalah Biyad, one does Kabbalah Bekli, so two separate Kohenim. The one that does Bekli, Zeshakiba Bekli, the one who does the Kabbal Biyad, he goes to the Mitzayra. The Rambam points out that what he does is the Kohen is Mekabal Biyad. He's Mekabal the Dam with his right hand. He then pours the Dam from his right hand to his left hand. He then uses the right hand to dip his finger in the Dam and apply it to the Mitzayra. Last thing, I just got to run very quickly. I apologize, I have to run. But the last point is to make the Shabbat Hakira. The Kabbalah Dam Biyad that's going to the Mitzayra, is that considered a Kabbalah? Or is it some way of gathering the dam? Because that's what Shem, does that have a Shem Kabbalah or not? Rabbi Malin explains that the Shaila really is, do we consider the application of the dam on the Metzayra itself a Zrika or not a Zrika? He brings three nafkaminas. If it's a real Kabbalah and a real Zrika, number one, if the dam spills out, the halacha is when the dam spills, if it spills, and if you consider the hand a Kabbalah, if it spills from the hand, and it already is considered Nishmach Adam after Kabbalah, that would be okay. You can scoop it up. If it's not a Kabbalah, then it could be a problem. Number two, you'd have to do the Kabbalah B'tzafen if it's a real Kabbalah. And number three, if the animal becomes Balmum before Kabbalah's Yad, the halacha would be, it's a problem. If it's a real Kabbalah, it's a problem. If it's not a real Kabbalah, it wouldn't be a problem. We'll close over here, pick up here tomorrow. I apologize for the technical difficulty.